Very well, Master Garmin.
MacNeil shouted through his leather speaking trumpet. The first lieutenant straightened from where he'd been personally peering along the barrel of the massive 4.5-ton doom whale in the open-backed forecastle. He didn't reply to MacNeil's order, except to wave one hand in acknowledgement, then nod to the gun captain. The gun captain bent over the breech of his weapon for a moment, checking its sighting for himself, then stepped aside and pressed the red-hot iron in his right hand to the primed vent hole. Smoke flashed upward from the priming, and then the massive gun spewed fire and smoke as it went leaping back along the deck on its wheelless timber mounting. The shock of recoil slammed the soles of MacNeil's feet, transmitted through Arrowhead's deck planking as the breaching tackle snubbed the gun's movement, and the white fountain as the round shot plowed into the water well over 100 yards beyond the galleon was visible despite the whitecaps.
"And now what are you going to do, my fine heretical friend?" the captain thought sardonically.
"Well, that was certainly unfriendly,"
Harris Fisher murmured. Then he raised his voice.
"Now, Master Edwards!" he shouted.
MacNeil was looking straight at the Carisian galleon. Even so, it took him 2 or 3 precious heartbeats to realize what he was seeing as the gunport lids, carefully painted to match the rest of the galleon's hull, opened abruptly. They rose as if they'd been snatched up by a single hand, and the short-snouted carronades thrust out of the sudden openings. He opened his mouth, but Garmin had seen it as well. The first lieutenant needed no orders, and Arrowhead's flank chasers bellowed almost as one. In fact, they fired too soon, while the bow was rising, and both of them went high. One of them missed entirely, and even though the other smashed into the Carisian's hull, it hit too far up her side to be effective. It tore a round, splinter-fringed hole through the bulwark, then it continued onward in an upward trajectory to plunge into the sea far beyond the galleon without inflicting any further damage. Arrowhead was less fortunate. Kraken's deck bucked as 12 tons of carronades recoiled in a single brutal billow. Smoke billowed, momentarily blinding despite the brisk wind. Then it was snatched away, rolling downwind like a shredding bank of fog, and Fisher bared his teeth as he saw the galley once again.
"Hard a port! Hard a port!"
MacNeil shouted, fighting to get Arrowhead round so her own broadside armament would bear while the forward gunners reloaded. Unfortunately, the galley had scarcely begun to answer the helm before the Carisian fired. Despite their relatively narrow target, despite the fact that both their target and the deck beneath them were moving, and despite the shot which had already hammered into their own ship, the Carisian gunners made no mistake. At least 8 round shot, each of them as heavy as either of Arrowhead's flank chasers could have fired, crashed into the galley's bow. Men shrieked as the heavy shot plowed aft, killing and maiming anyone in their paths. One struck the starboard rowing frame, ripping lengthwise along it and cutting off sweeps like a scythe reaping wheat. 2 more screamed down the ore deck itself, accompanied by lethal showers of splinters, and Arrowhead staggered as the intricately coordinated choreography of her rowers was brutally interrupted. More iron swept aft at the upper deck level, punching completely through the forecastle, exploding out its open back like demons, and carving their own paths of carnage through the deckhands and the marines waiting for orders to board the fat, helpless galleon after its surrender. One shot crashed directly into the timber bed carriage of the starboard chase flanker, dismounting the weapon and killing almost its entire crew. And yet another slammed into the capstan and sprayed a fan of splinters and bits of iron across the deck.
"Get her around!"
McNeil bellowed at his helmsman, and the helm went hard over. Despite the wild, flailing confusion of her starboard oars, Arrowhead retained enough momentum to respond, and the galley swept around, fighting to bring her port falcons to bear. That was when Howard McNeil discovered that the preposterous reports about how quickly Carisian artillery could fire weren't preposterous after all.